This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, was in Sweden yesterday talking trade and technology with her European Union counterparts. One big item on the agenda, artificial intelligence, more specifically the regulation thereof. As with a whole lot of other things technological, think data privacy for one, antitrust actions as well, Europe is pretty far ahead of the United States and at least trying to put some guardrails up. And those rules on AI that Europe might come up with for ChatGPT and the like may well end up affecting American consumers, too. Marketplace's Matt Levin has that one.
The EU Parliament is already putting the final touches on the Artificial Intelligence Act. It could become actual law within the next year. Mark Brakel is policy director at the Future of Life Institute, which advocates for AI safety.
One thing there's consensus on is that if you produce something that is a deep fake, something that people could think is real but isn't, you have to label it and say, this is AI.
Creators of AI models, like the type that power ChatGPT, would also have to disclose whether they use copyrighted material to train their systems. Violators of the AI Act could face steep penalties, including fines of up to 4% of a company's revenue. Emphasis on the could.
Enforcement is one of the key questions that are left open.
Part of the reason the EU has moved so fast, this AI legislation was actually introduced in 2021 to ban things like the use of AI in facial recognition software or emotion recognition systems. But Europe has also just historically been quicker to regulate big tech, partly because of geography. Iverna McGowan is with the Center for Democracy and Technology.
A lot of the very large online platforms that would be subject to this regulation are companies that are headquartered in the United States.
While the political influence of Silicon Valley may be an ocean away from Brussels, EU regulations can still impact how American companies operate stateside.
A lot of global companies, if they have to go to such effort to be compliant in Europe, it doesn't really make sense to then have an alternative for different regions.
In other words, if your company is required to watermark AI images in Germany, you might as well also watermark them in California. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.